And welcome back. I'm Richard Dugan, your host for Tell Me Your Story. And again, a reminder, we come your way every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And we are also archived at richarddugan.com. We're also replayed at a2zen.fm. So on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, if you want to go to that website, the letter A, the number 2, and then Zen, Zen.fm, then you can look for Tell Me Your Story, and today's program will be rebroadcast on that website. So kind of an exciting new addition to the 2012 situation that we've got going here. I have another situation with Beth McDonald. How are you doing? Our AAA, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, and we are going to talk a little bit about what is going on. My understanding is, though I would like to talk about the moon cycles, which is real interesting. I still haven't figured out, the Earth spins, but the moon doesn't, at least not on its axis, because we're always looking at the same side. And I thought, well, what would happen if the moon did spin? I mean, it's not, and I'd have to talk to an astronomer or a physicist or something.
Yes, you would. I get dizzy thinking about it.
Okay. Well, now, I understand that now is the time of year in the phases that we're going through. We've already been through the solstice, the winter solstice.
Yes.
And we're headed now towards the equinox, the spring equinox.
Yes.
And now is the time, if you've got projects, things going on, it's time to finish them. In other words, what you've started, you need to try to
wrap it up,
bring it to fruition and wrap it up.
Well, and I see a lot of that this time of year, especially with Americans, you know, the first week or two after Christmas, we're wrapping up our financials, especially the business people that I work with.
You know,
you're doing your year-end assessments and analysis and getting ready to pay taxes and then figure out the next season and the next cycle. And in the more agrarian applications, you know, we're coming up on that midpoint between the solstice and the equinox, which in the, you know, late winter, early spring, the Celtics called Imbolc. It had to do with the times when the lambs were first born and nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a time when you're kind of preparing the land to plant.
Well, Amrita's in studio, and when you mentioned that, she nodded her head, yes, I understand.
Oh,
that.
Awesome. Hi, Amrita.
Hi.
Yeah, so it is on many, many levels. It's a time of assessment and bringing to fruition and again, always gratitude for what you have experienced, and that is the fertilizer for whatever you're trying to do next.
And to get more of that compost, you can call you can get a hold of Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or 963-0842.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, you will.
Great, great. And also want Robert to stay on the line because we'll be going to his call after this break. We'll come back with our 3-Minute Astrologer, David Hawthorne.